Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, we are continuing in our series in Proverbs chapter 30, and we're at verse 13 today where it says, "There is a generation, oh how lofty their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up." That's an old, old expression, the eyelids being lifted up. It means to cast a disdainful glance. Have you ever seen someone do that to you, or have you done it yourself? Cast a disdainful glance. You know, you never do it with your eyelids closed, do you? You don't go like that. You have your eyes wide open, and you're just kind of like, what did you do that for? Or that's something that shouldn't be done, to cast a disdainful glance. And it says here, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. You know, your eyes are the window into your soul. They say a lot without ever speaking, because your eyes can't speak, but they can communicate. And, you know, it's an amazing thing to me how in this generation we have many that are alive today who have a proud look. It's a look of pride. You can see it on a basketball team when they're coming out onto the court, and we're going to whip you, and they may or may not. You see them rushing out onto a football field. You got two teams rushing out there, and they come out on, everybody's cheering them on, and they're all high-fiving each other, and they've got this proud look. We're going to come away the victor. But only one comes away the victor. But there's a look of domination. There's a look of, we're gonna take care of business. We're going to do this. Now, it's all right to have that kind of an attitude as far as whenever you're in a competition. You don't go in to lose. You go in there to win. But the point is this, that there is a look about a certain generation that says, I. That's all it says. I. Look to me. I. We certainly see that among those that are in leadership over us, that we are to look to them. They'll take care of us. We're to look to others. We'll take care of you. The business will take care of you, or the government will take care of you. And we have a responsibility to look to the Lord. This is the point. This generation, they're looking, but they're not looking to God. Who are they looking to? They're looking to themselves. The answer must be somewhere among us. That's the generation of the Antichrist. When Antichrist comes on the scene, he's going to say the answer is not in some deity. The answer is not in your gods. The answer is with me, another human being. I've got the answer. And the whole world will just sigh with relief. Yes, we did raise somebody up from among us that will be able to lead us and to answer all of our problems. But it's a generation whose lofty eyes will fail them. When we come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ today, we come to look at Him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's where we're to lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. It's not going to be found down here. It's going to be found in the Lord. When we come to worship, it's a lifting of the eyes time. Not in loftiness of spirit or loftiness of attitude, but a lifting up of the eyes from off of ourselves and our problems, and who can we find that will answer this problem or that problem, but rather a looking unto Jesus and saying, praise the Lord, my deliverer and my God. That's the whole point of worship. That's the whole reason that we've gathered here, is to get our eyes off of ourselves and to get them upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you today, as we've gathered together, lift up your eyes, not in loftiness, not with open eyelids of disdain, but rather with open eyes, and look unto Jesus today. Don't look to the pastor. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and then we will know the answer. We will know the answer. It's not found in somebody on this earth. Is found in Jesus Christ alone.